Hi, it's Rachel Martin with NPR News. And you know what? We're doing something new. And we want you to be part of it. It's called Up First. It's the morning news podcast from NPR. It's a way for you in about 10 minutes or so to get up to speed on the news of any given day. The most important stories, the biggest ideas, the stuff you need to know as you go through your day. Up First, it starts April 5th. You can get it at NPR One or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we're taking a deeply personal and musical journey. And it starts in 2005 in Puerto Rico when René Pérez Joglar started a band with his stepbrother and named it after the street where he was living, 13th Street, or Calle 13.
Queridos compatriotas, abogados, maestros, alcaldes y chotas, doctores, bichotes, bomberos, enfermeros, contables, traqueteros, piragüeros, todo el mundo entero. Por mi madre que hoy me disfrazo de machetero y esta noche voy a ahorcar a 10 marineros.
The house on Calle 13 was in a gated community, and the boys had to identify themselves in order to get in. Pérez Joglar was residente, and his stepbrother, Eduardo Cabra Martinez, was visitante. And with those personas, the brothers launched what became a Latin music juggernaut, deftly moving from their beginnings in reggaeton with its party all the time lyrics to hip-hop that became so eloquent and musical that in just 10 years, they were nominated for and won more Grammys and Latin Grammys than any other Latin music act ever. 25 to be exact.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frigo.
Their fan base exploded, encompassing practically all of Latin America, as Residente's lyrics focused on themes of social justice, Pan-American pride, and speaking truth to power. Sentiments that many of their fans were not free to express in their own countries. Visitante's musicality flowed way beyond hip-hop beats, adding in bossa nova, rock, indigenous music, jazz, a creative musical vision of Latin America that was just as sweeping as the lyrics. Calle 13 sold out stadiums all over Latin America and even became cross-cultural favorites here in the U.S. The band was quite a family affair, with more brothers working behind the scenes and little sister Ileana Cabra, known as PG-13, singing on stage. Then quietly, a few years ago, they put the band on hold. Eduardo, or Visitante, had been producing artists on the side and he stepped up his own production work. Ileana became Ile and released a retro-styled album of old-school boleros showcasing her often overshadowed voice. And Residente searched for something that would satisfy his restless creative spirit.
I never want to feel comfortable as an artist. That's my first and main rule. I thought that with Calle 13 I did a lot of things, and this new project, it was going to be a space for me in order to do something completely different.
The answer was literally inside of him. He remembered a DNA test he did in Mexico on a whim.
I was thinking what to do, and I was a little bit blocked. And suddenly I was like, man, I just have to make music based on those results that I did 6 years ago. So I did the DNA test again. I wanted to make sure that I came from those places.
There were a lot of those places, some expected and others quite surprising. So René Pérez Joglar, or Residente, packed a bag and started the next chapter of his musical life, an album and documentary both called Residente. And the idea was to visit four parts of the world that he had an ancestral connection to, four unexpected places, and connect with local musicians, make an album, and film the process. First stop, Siberia.
Tres ojos. cuatro orejas, mucho pelo entre medio de las cejas, con los cachetes llenos de granos, sin brazos ni piernas, como los gusanos.
When I traveled to the first place in Siberia, I went to Tuba, to Kizil, and I had the time to think about what I'm doing, and it was very reflective is the, mm-hmm. the word, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're thinking about all your life and why you're doing this and why you're a rapper, why you do you write, and why you're not at home or with your family. During all these years with Calle 13, I never had the time to stop. Like it was so fast, everything since the beginning. And then I was winning 3 Grammys, and then I was performing, and without stopping, I never digested the whole thing. And at that time, I was able to digest and to understand and to know why I like to write, and even more, like I was in front with my, how do you say, oscuros, how do you say that?
Dark.
Si. Things also about me and when I was a kid, you know, it wasn't scary, it was great.
This song is called Abnormal, and the lyrics refer to chromosomes slow dancing, giving birth to strange creatures, people who don't fit the expectations of normal, the beauty of the impure. It is the sound of a man coming to terms with his own genetic labyrinth.
Soy anormal. Soy anormal. Soy anormal. Soy anormal. Soy anormal. Soy anormal. Soy anormal.
You know, the moment we ask ourselves just who we are marks a point of expansion, a desire for self-awareness. Finding yourself used to mean backpacking across Latin America or Europe. In the late 1960s, some claimed mind-altering substances led to a path to the self. Nowadays, you just take a DNA test. And for Pérez Joglar, that DNA test opened a path to a greater journey than he imagined.
I wasn't expecting anything. I was, like, curious about it, like, I knew that, you know, as they teach you in school back home, like they tell you that you come from the Taínos, Africans, and Spanish people, like from Spain.
When you're from Puerto Rico.
When you're from Puerto Rico, yeah. But I knew that it's more, like I knew that I had more in my blood. So I was curious about it. I didn't expect anything. And when I started to listen to the results, they were very interesting, like, most of them, like, they came from, like, gypsy places, like, places in war, at war.
The second stop in the film is Residente's genetic connection to the Caucasus, a small patch of land that forms the physical demarcation between Europe and Asia, and that throughout history has been subject to whatever invading armies were passing through, the Mongols, the Ottomans, the Persians, and eventually the Soviet Union. Residente's visit there places him inside of a school auditorium where almost 200 children lost their lives in a standoff between Chechen separatists and Russian soldiers. It's a heartbreaking moment in the film, and what emerges from the album is the song Guerra, or War, an intense rumination on what is perhaps man's greatest folly.
Yo te miro y mi rabia te toca cuando grito sin usar la boca y mi furia se come a la gente porque muerde aunque no tenga dientes. El dolor no me causa problemas, hoy los dolores recitan poemas. El mundo me lo como sin plato, el miedo a mí me limpia los zapatos. El fuego lo derretí, hoy las pesadillas no duermen porque piensan en mí. Hoy puedo ver lo que el otro no vio y los pongo a rezar aunque no crean en Dios. Hoy las lágrimas lloran antes de
de morir y a los libros de historia los pongo a escribir. Que le tiemblen las piernas al planeta Tierra. Hoy yo vine a ganar y estoy hecho de guerra. Y hecho de guerra. Y estoy hecho de guerra. Y estoy hecho de guerra. Y estoy hecho de guerra. Soy el boquete que dejó la bomba, que cayó, lo que fecundó la madre que me parió. Desde que nací soy parte de este menú, porque yo llegué al óvulo antes que tú. Soy la selva que corre descalza, en el medio del mar sobrevivo sin balsa. Soy el caudal que mueve la corriente, los batallones que chocan de frente. Ni rivales que vengan de a dos hoy, ni siquiera los truenos me alzan la voz. Soy tu derrota, tus dos piernas rotas, el clavo en el pie que traspasó la bota. Soy la estrategia de cualquier combate. Hoy se gana o se pierde, no existe el empate. Soy las penas de tus alegrías, la guerra de noche y la guerra de día. 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 La guerra la mato sin darle un balazo. A la guerra le dan miedo los abrazos. La guerra con camuflaje se viste, así nadie ve cuando se pone triste. La guerra pierde todas sus luchas cuando los enemigos se escuchan. La guerra es más débil que fuerte, no aguanta la vida, por eso se esconde en la muerte.
One of the parts I really enjoyed is when you were with the Peking Opera,
yeah,
in China, in Beijing,
yeah.
And it's fascinating to me that you explain in the movie that the way that they perform is that they speak, they don't sing.
Yes.
And so you, as a rapper who speaks, you were convincing or trying to get her to sing.
Yeah.
Right? It was just the irony of it was pretty funny in a way. But you did get her to sing, and it's this beautiful voice and a beautiful part of the film and the record, too.
I wasn't thinking about that. That's a good point, like a good observation. Like, I'm a rapper and I want them to sing instead of rap or talk. I was trying to explain them the whole concept. And I knew how is the Pekin Opera works. I didn't have a lot of experience, but I saw Farewell My Concubine and movies that explain you a little bit about the Kabuki theater and the No theater, and it's beautiful. Like, her voice is beautiful, and it's so beautiful when she sings, and then she mixed that with the, it's not Pekin Opera. If a Chinese is here, it's gonna tell, no, that's not Pekin Opera.
Right.
And I know, that's why I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to neither compete or to do something, you know, I didn't want to expose myself in that way, like, to do something that I don't know.
Los hijos no reconocidos de la filosofía, pero con nuestras patas creamos nuevas melodías y saltamos por encima de todas las dinastías. Venimos de lo simple, de lo que no se sueña. Somos la grandeza de las cosas pequeñas y nos reproducimos en miles de formas. Cada vez que nos besamos, nuestro cuerpo se transforma y... Grande ahora es pequeño, aquí la realidad es más poderosa que los sueños. A la fantasía del mundo la volvimos loca sin que tuviéramos que botar fuego por la boca. Así que baja del cielo y aterriza en cualquier lote. Una sombrilla de papel de aceite hará que flotes, mientras que una montaña de viento nos moja con aroma de té verde que soplan las hojas. El agua del Pacífico penetra por la orilla de un río que corre con la piel amarilla. Los capullos de oruga se desenredan y tejen con su hilo universos de seda. Cuando nos tocamos, el terreno se humedece. Dentro de tu vientre, el arroz que se cultiva crece. Durante el día, todo el bosque suena y los grillos cantan porque la cosecha es buena.
That was the track Una Leyenda de China from the new album by Residente, simply called Residente. In a previous life, René Pérez-Joglar studied art and design at an art school in the United States, and his approach to composing borrows heavily from the lessons he learned at art school.
I was trying to do, to be very minimalistic, very minimal, like in the use of harmonies. If you listen to Desencuentro, it's the same all over and over again till the end, but it's the same thing. How can you work with one harmony and make it huge because you have a good concept? But for me, it's very, it's like a movie, that song, and it's very like Soko. It's a French singer and she sings so great.
This is the track Desencuentro.
Todas mis mañanas amanecen arropadas con tu atardecer. Tú te duermes en mi hoy, yo despierto en tu ayer. Cuando tengo que bajar, te dan ganas de subir. Yo quiero llegar cuando tú te quieres ir. Todos los descubrimientos tienen muchas ganas de encontrarte. Hasta las estrellas usan telescopios pa' buscarte. Dentro de los accidentes imprevistos y las posibilidades, eventualidades, choques estelares, la casualidad de poder vernos se escapa. Somos diferentes cielos en un mismo mapa. Échale sal al café, no está mal ir a probar. Tenemos la misma sed con distinto paladar. Y tú aquí y yo allá. Y yo aquí y tú allá. Nuestra coordenada no, no es lo único que va girando.
Tout ce qui naît meurt tôt ou tard.
Si caminamos al revés,
peut-être nous nous rencontrerons.
Nos estaremos encontrando.
Le monde conspire et danse. Il te cherche, tu penses. Adore tes grands yeux avec lesquels tu dis adieu. Et tu pleures quand tu dors, plein de remords. Tu cherches toujours autant d'amour.
No hay señal de mis satélites ni de tus astros.
Tu pierdes mi rumbo
cuando yo pierdo tu rastro. Y aunque perder tus pasos sea parte de mi rutina, el suelo sonríe
cada vez que tú caminas.
Y tú aquí y yo allá. Y yo aquí y tú allá.
Et je t'entends quand tu t'en vas. Et si tu restes, tu me vois pas.
Y tú aquí y yo allá. Y yo aquí y tú allá.
Et je t'entends quand tu t'en vas.
Driven by a penchant to learn, the experience brought Residente a greater purpose as a lyricist and forced him to grow as a music producer. 10 different collaborators from 10 different parts of the world. The album has just been released, and the film will be available soon. In the meantime, as Pérez Joglar takes stock of the journey of self-discovery that took 2 years to complete, I wondered if he makes a distinction
between the Residente, who can engage tens of thousands of Calle 13 fans in soccer stadiums, and the Residente, who sat quietly writing in a notebook in a frozen Siberian forest.
No, for me, it's the same, man. Now I'm more mature, and I was able also to do things that I couldn't do because I respect my brother so much that when he was making stuff, I didn't want to bother him that much, you know, like left him to do his stuff. Of course, I collaborated with him, but I didn't want to bring too much stuff on the table. So, and now I can, and I don't have to have that. So I can bring whatever I want to the table. But it's still me, it's the same.
It's a very powerful film. It's an amazing record. I want to thank you for taking time to talk to us today.
No, thank you.
And we look forward to getting the film distributed, and we wish you success with both.
Thank you.
And anytime you want to come by Alt Latino, man, just call and we'll hang out and talk.
Thanks.
We'll play perfect records and talk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cuenta que la belleza es fea, es lo que la luz no quiere que vea. No le teme al sol ni a su sistema, porque con el fuego no se quema. Se olvidan rápido de ella, porque aunque camine firme no deja huellas. Hablan del universo, pero nadie la nombra. Entre el huevo y la gallina, primero fue la sombra.
You know, it doesn't happen very often. An artist walks away from guaranteed success in terms of record sales and concert receipts, but those that do often reemerge after contemplating life's bigger questions, thinking about the world and how they fit in. In fact, it doesn't happen often enough. But when it does, we all benefit. The artist finds a new voice, and we get music that could become our newest favorite thing, or maybe even inspire us to do our own introspection.
La sombra trabaja tiempo completo, es esclava de todos los objetos, siempre hace lo que se le ordene, la llama el amo y ella viene, produce masa para nosotros, y el crédito se lo lleva a otro, no es dueña de lo que compone, cocina pero no come, tiene el estómago vacío, por eso su futuro es sombrío, no ven cómo se desintegra, porque la sangre de la sombra es negra, a los abusadores les quiero ver la cara, cuando se levante de la tumba Sankara, la luz quiere quitarle el control, por eso en África es donde pega más el sol.
We want to remind you that you can hear all the music that we play today on our website, npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And we're going to close with the track La Sombra, featuring the Touareg guitarist Bombino from Africa. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you for listening.